When you think of Cupid, you might have a few different pictures in your head, and not even realize it. In one, you might imagine the mythological winged god of love, beautiful, golden, and impossibly muscled beneath that tiny toga. In another, he might literally be a baby, a sweet, red-cheeked cherub sleeping wistfully on a cloud. Both of these visions of Cupid are historically accurate, but how did such different interpretations come to be? Cupid was the god of love in its many forms in Roman mythology. In the even more ancient Greek tradition, his name was Eros, the Greek word for desire, and he ruled over both passion and fertility. Cupid was an incredibly powerful god, as well as a troublemaker, at times even harsh, capricious, and thoughtless. Without care to the consequence, he could inspire fires of longing that consumed gods and mortals alike until there was nothing left of them. He even used love as a form of punishment. A broken heart was his most fatal wound. But despite all of this, Cupid was cherished at the altars of his temples as much as he was feared. Because even if mortals knew a shot from Cupid's arrow would hurt, even if it would make them crazy, they couldn't stop wanting to fall deeply, madly in love. And that is perhaps because, as the ancient Greeks seemed to realize, love is one of the most powerful forces in the universe.